This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Russian President Vladimir Putin says that Russia has carried out some preventative strikes after what Moscow called a Ukrainian terrorist attack that damaged the Crimean Bridge. And Moscow's mayor is saying that drones have damaged two buildings but reports no victims. Earlier in Ukraine, authorities in Zaporizhia said that Saturday at least two people were killed in a Russian missile strike on the southeastern city. It's unclear if these attacks were related to Putin's earlier statement. This resident told Reuters News that she was sitting there when an explosion occurred. It came out of nowhere, unexpectedly. She didn't expect any of this, and everything around her, including the glass, just fell onto her. In Sumy, authorities say a Russian rocket has killed at least one civilian and injured at least five more in that northeastern city late on Saturday. The European Union and France have already cut off financial support to Niger, and the United States has threatened to do the same after military leaders this week announced that they had overthrown the democratically elected president, Mohamed Bazoum.
Ça dépend des dirigeants, n'est-ce pas?
However, economist Abdoulaye Soleil remains somewhat optimistic. He says it depends on the leaders and how they behave. If they do well, the people will be behind them. And if they manage the limited resources well, he says, he feels that the leaders can get them through this, despite the international condemnations. Niger is one of the poorest countries in the world, receiving close to $2 billion a year in official development assistance. That's according to the World Bank. For additional stories 24 hours a day, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com, or download our mobile application. This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of flag-waving Israelis renewed their protests nationwide after sundown on Saturday over measures that limited some of the Supreme Court's powers. The judicial overhaul, which is pursued by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his right-wing government, the first part of which was passed on Monday, has sparked an unprecedented crisis and opened up a deep social divide. Yavar Shavat was one of the people out on the streets.
If no one listens to the majority of the other side, we are not unit anymore. We are not united. We lost our unity in here. And if this government wants to proceed like they did, they have lost half of the country.
The protests are now in their 30th week. The United States is sending Taiwan $345 million in security assistance. It's part of a long-awaited aid package meant to help the island defend itself from a potential invasion by mainland China. VOA national correspondent, security correspondent, rather, Jeff Selden has more.
U.S. officials talk generally about the fact that this is a bunch of capabilities for self-defense. And of course, that's sensitive because China was not likely to react well to this. We reached out to the Chinese embassy in Washington. They said that it was something that was only going to further inflame tensions in the region. And of course, the U.S. said that the whole point is to create deterrence, but it's to preserve the status quo, not to put anybody further on edge.
VOA national security correspondent Jeff Selden. A firefighter has been killed while fighting a massive wildfire in northeastern British Columbia, marking the second such fatality in the Canadian province this month during this year's record fire season. Statistics from the Provincial Wildfire Service show that there are currently 363 active wildfires in British Columbia, with 11 new fires in the last 24 hours and 191 blazes classified as being out of control. The Cosmos is offering a double feature in August. We hear now from the AP's Karen Chamas.
Catch the first show Tuesday evening as the full moon rises in the southeast, appearing slightly brighter and bigger than normal. That's because it will be closer than usual, but still over 222,000 miles away. The moon will be even closer the night of August the 30th, 116 miles closer to be precise. Because it's the second full moon in the same month, it will be what's called a blue moon. Be sure to catch it, as the next time two supermoons come around together in the same month won't be until 2037. I'm Karen Chamas.
And from Washington, I'm Steve Miller.